Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly black from APM. I'm Tessful Wandamagnou. There is a thirst for operas that centered the black experience. The sold-out run of Terrence Blanchard's opera, Fire Shut Up in My Bones, at the Met is proof of that. However, black composers have been writing operas for years. In 2019, composer Anthony Davis won a Pulitzer Prize in Music for his courageous new opera, The Central Park Five, with librettist Richard Wesley, the first black opera to win the prize. It's the story of five black and Latino young men wrongfully convicted of assaulting a white woman in Central Park in 1989. Even though the story was ripped straight from the headlines, it holds its own against any opera performed today. There was a horrifying crime, a legal system with a legacy of racism, forced confessions, and unjust incarceration. For all of those tense and traumatic moments, in typical opera fashion, the Central Park Five is balanced out with moments of sensitivity and hope. The way Davis uses the soloists is what makes it so effective. The five young men grouped together brings to mind the history of vocal quintets, of gospel, and Negro spirituals. Librettist Richard Wesley is an associate professor of playwriting and screenwriting at NYU's Tisch School of the Arts. The way his storytelling takes you from tension to tenderness is what makes this score a Pulitzer Prize winner. Davis has been called a national treasure for his work in opera. The first of his eight operas was produced by New York City Opera in 1986, called X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X. A review in the San Diego Union-Tribune praised the opera for its bold fusion of contemporary classical and traditional opera, blended with vintage and cutting-edge jazz styles, gospel music, Indonesian gamelan, and daring improvisations. The good news is while Anthony Davis is still basking in the glow of his Pulitzer Prize, X, The Life and Times of Malcolm X, is being revived all over the country. It will be only the second opera by a black composer to be staged at the Met in their 139-year history. Guess what, y'all? The Met performance will be recorded in high definition. I hope they offer it for free for all to see. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM. With thanks to producer Dan Nass, technical director Elizabeth Iverson, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tessful.
Assalamu alaikum.